The position is very, very clear now that it will pass the Senate by all accounts. And maybe by this weekend it will go over that hurdle. That's the first hurdle. But the big hurdle is when it goes into the House of Representatives. I'd be fairly confident, as I always say, but cautious. And the reason why I'm speaking to you today is I'm asking all public representatives, irrespective of their political affiliations, and people that have friends in the United States in high places, for the want of a better word, to contact congressmen and to tell them exactly what the position is, and to try and get them to make sure that when the vote comes up that it will be passed. This is an enormous time and a very serious time for the undocumented Irish, and also, I suppose you could say, for the 11.5 million. For the first time in the history, this is the biggest immigration bill in the history of the United States. If it doesn't pass this time, well, then it will be a crisis. But as I always say, I'm very, very confident and hope that it will. But I'm asking for support from the broad public and from friends and relatives, if everybody's out there, to make the proper contacts through your local representative for the way you see fit, and public representatives for the way they see fit. It's a very important bill, and it'd be very important that we would get involved at this stage.
It can be difficult to get a read on where something like this is going and how a vote is going to go. I mean, what is the feeling at present within the House, within the political circles in Washington? Is there a feeling this will pass Congress or not?
Speaking to people like Neil O'Dowd and Kieran Staunton, who have been very prominent in and living in New York and been very prominent, there's always that danger of of something happening. They're quietly, as I say, confident, but you can never take it for granted. This will be a major, major debate, and we're hoping that they will pull together. We'd be dependent, I suppose, at this stage on the Republicans. The fact that they're so far down in the polls, they're looking for the Mexican vote for the next time. We're saying to them very, very clearly, do what you have to do, but do the right thing. But we need the support. I'm appealing for support from Ireland. And Ireland is in a good place in the United States. And they have worked very hard in America. And they're very well recognised and very well got there. And they live in the communities and do a lot of community work. And they're involved in everything that's good for America and good for Ireland. But it is a big push. And a phone call or an email can make the difference.